Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're listening today, and we pray that today's show informs you, inspires you, and brings glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I am seated next to my beautiful bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Oh my gosh, we have a little extra energy today.
Coming, a little pep to our step.
A little pep to our step, and our producer, Christian, is...
Over it.
Over it.
We're just starting, and
he's already glaring at us. But we can't help it, because we've been to the beach.
We've had an amazing respite. We're so grateful for it. That's our family's idea of vacation, is going to the beach and staring down the waves for as long as our eyes can stay open.
Absolutely. And anyone who has any doubt in the awesomeness of God just needs to go sit on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And the enormous, we did a little catamaran trip out for sunset one night, something we've never done,
mm-hmm.
and took the kids out and saw the dolphins and saw the sunset. I mean, if that wasn't enough.
And we saw a strawberry moon.
And we saw a moon rising of the strawberry moon. And it was just, it was just awesome. Mm-hmm. And we just all felt, just God created this earth for us,
yeah.
and for our pleasure. And we enjoyed it.
In our fall, he left it to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And no one got seasick, which I was worried about.
Or sunburnt, which was quite a feat in our family.
Absolutely. All those pale. Our idea
some
of tanning
German blood
is freckles.
Yes.
Well, there are some great upcoming community events. I mean, first and foremost, I just wanted to point out that June, if you did not know this, but June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month.
Yep.
Which, you know, if you are dealing with any brain disorder or any form of cognitive impairment, every month is Awareness Month for you.
Indeed.
But June specifically, the Alzheimer's Association has, who is our partner here on The Harvest Show, specifically had created an event on the longest day, June 21st,
mm-hmm.
Specifically kind of creating awareness. And then all month, if you love purple, and my mom loves purple.
She does.
Wear purple. She does.
Every gift you receive from her is purple, if possible.
It is. She loves to give purple, too, which is great. And so wearing purple and just being aware. And then I want to also let you all know, it is not too early. Go to ALZ.org and click on their tab that says Memory Walk. Mm-hmm. It is not too soon to go ahead and create a memory walk team and start fundraising. Those walks are in your area. There's walks all over Greater Atlanta. And if you're listening in other parts of the country, they're all over the country. So look in for your zip code and you'll find out where your walk is. Register as a team and start fundraising now.
Mm-hmm.
Those are typically in like September, October, and we'll talk more about those. And that's that with a ton of Vacation Bible School is going mm-hmm. on here in Atlanta in June. So if you are looking for something for the grandkids, or if you're looking for something to do to volunteer,
yep,
check out your local church, your home church, or a community church. They could use some assistance this summer. We had over 200 members, kids, come to our Vacation Bible School at our church last week.
And our church even has an adult VBS coming
up. I know, which is a great idea. I'm going to actually bring some folks on to talk more about that. Maybe we'll bring on Pastor Danny Reed and see if he can talk about
I'm already visualizing what that would look like.
Oh my gosh, there's going to be some fishing stories, yeah. No doubt. We'll have to let them know we're talking about them today. But big adult vacation Bible schools, awesome. And there's usually a grandparent camp going on at Johnson Ferry Baptist too. So I'm going to get some information on that from Pastor Peggy and find out when that is. Well,
let me step in here because I want to thank one of our sponsors, Caring Man in a Van. For their support of the Harvest Show, they are a trusted resource for transportation covering all of Greater Atlanta. To learn more, go to carryingmaninavan.com. Thank you so much for your support.
That's awesome. They are a great resource for transportation, which is a major issue with aging adults. And I guess I should say, you're going to love the ride. And thank you, Senior Provisions, as well, for being a sponsor of the Harvest Radio Show. Senior Provisions is a family-owned, faith-based, if I can get that out, family-owned senior care consulting company. Our advisors will navigate through senior care options at no cost to you. So if you have a senior care question or you just want to do some pre-planning and think ahead, or you may be managing a senior care crisis right now in your own family, call us at 888-979-8783 or go to our website at seniorprovisions.com. Hey, Jeannie, it's Amy.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're not on air yet. And Hans is here, too.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Okay. Good morning, Hans.
Well, thank you so much for coming on our show. We're so proud to have you.
Thank you very much for asking, and I'm hoping it will be beneficial.
It's going to be great. And just, know that this is just a conversation with us and great opportunity to bless others with what God is doing at your church and with your ministry. So Hans is going to intro here in just a second, and then we'll act like we are just talking to you for the first time.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to make reference to her being a special friend.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to get it'll be obvious. I'll thank you for being on the show, and it'll be clear when the floor is yours to comment back.
Okay.
Let's get started with our show.
Yeah,
we have
right.
a great guest on, a friend of ours, Jeannie Oneacre. She is a deacon and a leader of the Impact Ministry teams at Wyuka Road Baptist. And we are so glad she's joining us today. She's on our show to share about the Impact team, what they do, and also to ask some of the questions that they most often get around issues of aging, and we're just so glad for their ministry. And good morning, Jeannie, and thank you so much for being on The Harvest.
Good morning, Hans and Amy, and thank you for the invitation to be here. We at Wyuka Road Baptist formed Impact Teams probably about 4 years ago, and in discerning which teams we would develop, it was an interesting process, and we honed it into three. One was human trafficking. One was intergenerational poverty, both local and nationwide. And then seniors. A lot of our population in the congregation is of that age, the seniors. And we were trying to find ways to both serve them better, reach out into the community, serve not only our own seniors who may not be able to attend, but other seniors in the community, and get more hands-on work done. We were always very generous in donating to causes, but getting out there and doing the work of touching people was something we really needed to work hard on, and that led to the development of these teams.
Well, Jeannie, that's awesome. I mean, I'm just, every time I always feel like I get real silent when I'm hearing about people's ministry, because it's so humbling to hear about what you all, what God, you know, planted that vision in you all. How long have you been a member at Wyuka Road?
I've been there about 20 years.
Wow. So you've seen the whole evolution of a church in a metro area.
Right. We've changed a lot since then. and it, you know, it's still an area, I think, that can provide the church citywide, nationwide, is one of the places that can provide so much for so many people who are so hungry for interaction and this is all across the age continuum, interaction with people like them, and just comfort and companionship from time to time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm interested, when you all decided to create these impact teams, did you have you as well, but did you have kind of a group of people that God gave this vision to? And how did you flush through that? How did this evolve?
Well, initially, it was from the effort to get more hands-on, and we had a general church-wide meeting. And the first meeting, people were asked, and things were thrown up on a whiteboard, what are the things you are interested in doing to outreach to the community? And then from that point, okay, which of these are you particularly interested in? And then that group formed. Mm. We initially started out with two other groups, but they kind of fell by the wayside, which seemed to indicate that that was not what we needed to be doing at the time.
Right.
But it was an initial community gathering to sort out ideas, then a more focused gathering. And from that, each of the three groups started education sessions, learning for us in particular, for the seniors group. We needed a lot of education in how to just talk with elders.
Right.
I think we were part of that. I think we were,
yes, you were
an early part of that.
The attending the Harvest program where you spoke, Amy, helped me so much. And then we invited you to come and help some of our others who were just really uncomfortable trying to talk with someone who didn't necessarily make connected sentences.
Absolutely.
And feel like they were being beneficial at all.
Well, Jeannie, I'm gonna have you hold on here for a second. We are going to go to a quick break. We have some great sponsors that we need to give them a little bit of time. Would you mind holding on through the break?
Certainly. No problem.
Okay, great. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Jeannie Oneacre from Wyuka Road Baptist on impact teams. And here's the question for you. How are you making an impact on your community for Christ?
With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia. Or call 404-325-2020.
Is it getting difficult to get yourself, mom, or dad to the doctor? Do you dislike driving in heavy traffic? Wish there was a safer, more convenient way to get where you need to go? This is Scott Chamberlain, owner of Caring Man in a Van. We provide personal care transportation for individuals that need to travel by wheelchair or stretcher. For the last 12 years, countless families have trusted us to transport their loved ones. Our customer Bill of Rights guarantees you prompt service, clean, comfortable vans, a certified driver that is attentive to your needs, plus the promise you will have an enjoyable experience. Visit our website today at carryingmaninavan.com or call 1-855-342-1566. That's 1-855-342-1566. You're going to love the ride.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We have a special guest with us today and friend calling in, Miss Jeannie Oneacre. And we have her on the phone, and she's been talking to us about her impact ministry teams at Wyuka Road Baptist and kind of talking about how it developed and how it was shaped over time, and also kindly referenced our training material through The Harvest program. Is a ministry, lay minister training evangelism tool for reaching seniors in the community.
Yeah.
And we were so glad to be a part of this ministry with you all and giving you some great, great education.
So, Jeannie, are you there?
I am.
Great. Well, thank you for holding on. We always have to kind of take a little break and give our sponsors some time. And so appreciate you being on. And you know, we want to delve a little more into it, specifically the senior impact team that you all are doing. But, you know, we like to, as much as possible, center our conversations around God's word. And so Hans is going to share a scripture that I think really speaks into what we're talking about today.
Well, and it speaks to the heart you referenced earlier in the first segment. It's Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Hmm.
And I so appreciate your heart for ministry and reaching this community and reaching the senior community in the way that you have.
So let's talk about the senior impact team that you have. What are some of the things that you all, as you kind of started gathering information, we came and did some training. What are the areas that you focus on your impact team for senior ministry?
There are two basic areas I think you could consider that we focus on. And the first one, which I've already mentioned, was education. We tried to educate our own congregation, not only so that they can interact better. We have had the virtual dementia tour on site, which creates a lot of insight into the understanding of what's going on inside mm-hmm. the mind of someone who has dementia, which helps you understand that their behavior to a certain degree.
Right.
And we have, as far as outreach, focused in two different areas. One was delivery of meals for Senior Connections, and that company kind of evolved and went over into Open Hands Atlanta. And we have been packing meals with them to help do some outreach into the community. A lot of the people on our team, as I mentioned before, are seniors themselves. So there's not a whole lot of physical activity they can go and do, but something like this is something they can do, and I think there are other things that we'll be able to focus on as time goes along.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Homebound Ministry, the education, mm-hmm. and of your own congregants, and then being able to literally, like you said, touch those seniors out in the community. And, you know, we've done some shows and probably will do more shows on the issue of food insecurity in our older adults. And it's such a major issue. And just being able to bring someone, I mean, I think Jesus set that example whenever he had a crowd and he wanted to teach and he wanted it to impact people. He fed them. He made sure that their basic human needs, he's our creator. And so, you know, bringing a meal to an older adult, it might be the only meal that they had all day. But you're not just bringing them food. You're bringing them the love that you can share. So I love that those were your focuses. Was there any particular scripture that either the impact teams were founded on, or any particular scripture that you've walked through with your life?
One that I have kept going back to is Psalm 71:9. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. And I think a lot of this is prompted, too, from working through the final days with my dad. He was always so generous in sharing his thoughts and wanted so much to have that intergenerational component so that he could be participating in the lives of younger people to a certain extent, just, you know, vicariously interacting with them and enjoying their life that way. And that's another thing we've tried to do, because it's so, we have a way of segregating ourselves actually into age groups wherever we go.
Yes.
And it's sometimes difficult to cross that intergenerational boundary and get to the riches that are there on both sides of that equation, both young and old. And we have so many who are in our church who have no children in town, mm-hmm. or young people who have no parents in town and other families. So it's an interesting way to build additional community in a very loving way. Mm-hmm. There's just so many ways you can go with this.
Absolutely.
Well, and we've talked about adopting grandchildren, you know, local grandchildren and vice versa.
Yes.
Local grandchildren adopting a grandfather and grandmother in their community, because we are so spread out. Mm-hmm. And because we need, I mean, I just led a Sunday school lesson this Sunday and stood up in front of them, just as broken as they are. And I said, the difference is that I am older and I have learned from these mistakes and I have benefited from sanctification over these years of growing in a walk with God. And that's why adults stand up and teach. It's not because we're perfected, we're better or any of those things. It's because we've learned and we've been shaped and molded.
We've learned from our mistakes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I was going to ask you, what is making the ministry successful? But you're actually answering it. First of all, having some foundational scripture and having the heart and passion.
Well, and starting with training and education.
It's
getting equipped. Uh-huh. And that's a fundamental step that I think has really led to your success.
So I'm going to ask, what have been some of the challenges? And if you want to be specific or if you want to be general, but I know there are going to be challenges and obstacles anytime you start a ministry. Was there any particular challenge that you all had to face?
I think there are only two real challenges. And one of them is with us as senior adults. We are too set in our ways, mm-hmm. and unwilling to accept help. And that's something that we really need to relax and accept. It's not like help. It's interaction.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get folks to see it that way. And the other is with people's busy, busy lives, being able to schedule.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm finding that with our visitation team at our church is that a lot of people want to visit. And so I think the biggest challenge is putting it on the calendar and making it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just making it part of our routine and our schedule. And I just looked up at the clock, and unfortunately, Jeannie, we are coming up on another break, but I want you to hold on for us because I hate when we get going on conversations, and I want to continue to talk about, you know, how churches can be more aware than ever of the aging issues, how they can make an impact. And so when we come back, we're going to just talk a little bit more with you. If you don't mind, would you mind holding?
I certainly will.
Great. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to The Harvest.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you're listening today. We have an amazing guest and friend, Jeannie Oneacre. She's a deacon and leader of the Impact Ministry teams at Wayuka Road Baptist. And we've been talking to her about one of the three teams that operates out of Wayuka Road that is a community outreach team. And it's relating to seniors. Lo and behold, big surprise with us.
We kind of have a theme going, don't we?
But we talked about, you know, their roots in education and equipping and reaching this community of seniors in their area. And we've also talked about some of the challenges that they've faced with scheduling of time for those doing the outreach and also the acceptance of communion with from the seniors. So we kind of teased a little bit into this, and now we're going to get into some of the challenges, some of the challenging questions that they have come up with from the people that they serve and those that are serving.
Jeannie, are you there?
I am.
Okay, wonderful. Just glad we didn't lose you. So I just want to circle back on one thing real quick before we take a couple of questions. When you were talking about the challenges of this particular impact team, you were talking about kind of people being set in their ways. And mm-hmm. you know, that's just human nature. We get into routines, we get set in our ways. How have you overcome that? I wanted to circle back on that and just say, you know, what have you found has been a way to overcome that?
I think just what I personally have done is just gently reapproach and keep coming back and saying, let's do this. And helping them understand that this is not, this is mutually satisfying. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I have to do for you. It's something that I want to do for you and time I want to spend with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not a charitable act. It's an act of fellowship.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's been great. I think one thing that I think we have some great folks that do visitation at our church, and they have raised their hand, and I know this is your heart as well, saying, listen, I'll go with you. Come with me. Let mm-hmm. me, you know, let me get you over that hurdle, that awkwardness, that first visit, that second visit. Come with me. And when I think there's such a fear that you're going to mess it up somehow, mm-hmm. where it's relationships. We can't right. mess it up. And even if we do, quote, mess it up, God is such a big God. He will cover it with grace, and he will take a moment where you feel like, man, I didn't know what to say or what to do. And he'll just be right there guiding and the Holy Spirit speaking into the situation. And I know you probably could tell a lot of stories about that. Those amazing moments that only God could have created in that visit. Well, Hans referenced some questions. What are some of the questions that are coming up from your older adults as it pertains to maybe dementia specifically, or maybe even just aging issues?
We've had one that surfaced several times, and that is we have some who are beginning to show evidence of dementia, and several have been diagnosed with early stages. And spouses and family are so concerned about, well, what happens next? What behaviors can I anticipate? And how do I manage these and not be so frustrated, upset, and angry myself?
Yeah. That's a great question. We have that at our home church. We have it. We're asked that, you know, day in and day out from caregivers and adult children and spouses. You know, what is normal? I specifically remember what is normal and what can I expect? Specifically, I got to quit saying that word.
Just avoid specifically.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid it. But I remember a phone call from a daughter who kind of had the same question. She's, you know, mom's been going along. She's in her routine. She eats her cereal every morning. Well, one morning she got a fork out and started eating her cereal. Well, of course, if you've eaten cereal with a fork, you know what the result is. And it really upset her. And she, you know, wanted to know from me, is this the new normal? Is this what I can expect now that she can't remember what utensil to use? And I said, you know what? There is no, unfortunately, clear answer to that. And one of our advisors, and I'm sure she stole this from someone because I'm stealing it from her. But if you have met one person with dementia, you have met one person with dementia. There is there are some categories. There are levels of dementia. We've gone over all of those early stages and late stages on the show that are up on our website if anyone's interested in finding out more about that specifically. But that day might have been a day that the spoon and fork situation was going to happen. But today, you know, or tomorrow, she could be just fine with using the spoon.
Well, and what you said, what you relayed to me too, was that, you know, no, that just means that today she used a fork, and it doesn't mean that tomorrow she's going to go back, you know, she's not going to be able to go back to realizing the spoon is the proper utensil.
Exactly. So what is normal, I think, is more about what is normal for each individual. Now, I will say there are, I always say this, people turn a corner, and there are jumps that folks make. One day they may be able to go through their daily routine of care just fine. And the next Sunday they show up and suddenly, you know, you can tell they haven't been bathing. They haven't been, you know, they're not dressing appropriately or they're putting on dirty clothes. And that may now be the new norm. And so they could very well be progressing in the illness. And that's the thing that you have to remember about dementia. It is a illness and a disorder of the brain. And so as the brain progresses in its decline, there are going to be good days, there are going to be bad days, there are going to be things that are unique to that individual, and then there are going to be some patterns and behavior and symptoms that everyone sees and everyone experiences, and then unique things that only they are experiencing. So we're a partner with the Alzheimer's Association, and they have a great resources at alz.org. They talk about early signs and symptoms. And that denial you mentioned, Jeannie, is a big one. I mean, they may have some awareness that something is different and that they are becoming more forgetful, but the reality of it is sometimes very frightening for them. And I think just supporting them and supporting that, you know, if you have an adult child that reaches out to the church and says, hey, I'm noticing these things about my mom, I think having a peer group come around them and make some suggestions. I've seen this at our church specifically, is that, you know, having that peer group. Do you have some really strong Sunday school classes that can support each other?
We do.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and the thing that you said too, and I think it's a fundamental part, it's that transition of your perception, is that it's a disease process affecting somebody, and it's not that person's will, their identity, their behavior control, to be that person that they're presenting themselves now. You're seeing the disease process.
Are there any other challenging questions? I mean, transportation is always a big one for churches.
That's become a great big one for us because we have so many who want to come, and we're so scattered in our population. You know, people don't live next door to the church.
Yes.
Most of them are spread out. And finding ways to get them there, you could run a bus if you wanted to a local senior high-rise or something like that, but you could not run a bus all the way across the top side of the perimeter to pick up people.
Yeah.
So finding ways to, actually, we need congregational interaction to find ways to transport people to worship who
exactly.
are so desirous of coming.
Yep.
What we found too in our local church is it's a great idea to have a bus and to circle around and around and around. But at the end of the day, it takes the families that live nearby that on their way to church can come pick them up and bring them back. And that's far more successful than any kind of circle route of communicating around and picking people up.
Right, right.
Well, Jeannie, we are so grateful for your call, and we're so grateful for your all's ministry and reaching out to the seniors in your community. And we just hope by having you on this show that it inspires others in their church and church leadership to do the same in their community. Thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I've enjoyed talking with you.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. And we will be talking with you soon. One of my favorite people to interact with. When we come back, we are going to continue to talk about some of the challenges that Jeannie's church is experiencing, as well as every church, our church. If you're listening and you're part of a faith community and you have folks that are in that senior group, maybe you have a young church. But I guarantee you the adult children have aging parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing in that education and resources is so critical. And I mean, and a responsibility. You know, we both serve as deacons at our church as well. And, you know, we were on vacation. We got a call from a family member at church. And that was, it didn't matter what time of the day it was. We took care of them because that's what our calling is. We have a responsibility and an obligation to serve our older adults within our faith communities and in the greater community, too. So I want to explore that a little bit more when we come back from break. And thank you for listening to The Harvest.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions, He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition, and now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you're listening today, and we're so grateful for our friend and leader at Wayuga Road Baptist with their ministry impact teams, Jeannie Oneacre. And we thank you for your call and the inspiration that we know you are in your community, the light you shine, the light of Christ that you shine in your community.
She's one of those quiet, how do I put it, giants. She's a quiet giant. And I love how she answered our answer about, you know, how do you keep people motivated? And I just gently prod them. And she is, because she doesn't like a lot of attention on herself. She is a pure servant heart. Mm-hmm. And I just love and respect her so much. She's one of my favorite people. I have a lot of favorite people, but she is up there.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe we'd circle back and talk a little bit more about elements of senior ministry and dementia support within the church.
That would be great.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions and resources. And so if you are in any position of influence within a faith community, and by that I mean, are you a pastor? Are you a Stephen leader? Are you a deacon? Are you a member? Because members, and we're seeing this even in our own congregation, we're seeing some members that have kind of been, I don't want to say on the sideline, but they're jumping in.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of title, they want to help and right. They want to make an impact. So if you're listening, we're going to talk about some of these ways. If you don't have these particular ministries at your church and you're interested in getting one started, we know where they are all over Atlanta.
Right.
So we can get you connected with the right people to get more information about starting this particular ministry at your church.
And we have never run into a single ministry that has not wanted to share their successes and how they've overcome challenges.
Absolutely.
They are willing teachers and guides.
Yeah, they will show you how they did it and the mistakes they made and what's worked and not worked.
Right.
Well, top of the list is a support group. And we facilitate support groups all over Atlanta. Some of them are very specific to a disease, mm-hmm. stroke or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, but we tend to kind of gravitate towards caregiver support groups that right. are more generalized and provide that a different in partnership with different churches.
So that could happen within the church or at community senior centers. At some assisted living communities also host them.
Absolutely. One of the best support groups I've ever attended and been privileged to speak at was a adult day program. Mm-hmm. And they had a very active support group in the evening. Some of their loved ones went to the adult day program. Some of them didn't. They just came because it was convenient and they provided great quality information. Another opportunity, which can be a one-time mm-hmm. type of thing, is to do a health fair or a health screening.
Right. And have that community connection with resources coming into the church and guests coming and members coming and getting educated and screened. It's a great way of bringing the whole community together.
Absolutely. There's large marketing departments at all of the major hospitals that are more than happy to send someone out to do information on diabetes, information on stroke awareness, information on heart disease. So if you do a health fair, maybe they feel a little intimidating. And if you've never done one, there's a lot to coordinate We've helped churches coordinate them. We have a lot of connections. We have a lot of vendors. And we also have a large mouth. So we can get the word out. So if you're interested in doing one of those health screenings, that will be, and you can try one and see if it's a need at your church. And if not, then you don't do it the next year.
Right. Well, and this moves into the next one we offer up is education. I mean, a lot of these health screenings as a component have education, but we spent many Wednesday nights at different churches providing a specific piece of a educational series that they're doing to speak into issues of costs of senior care, levels of care, health-related disease process.
Legal issues as well.
Elder law, legal.
So we'll have a panel of experts. And depending upon the needs of each congregation, you know, maybe they need information on law or maybe on hospice information. So we'll bring in those experts and then they can provide information and then open it up to questions and answer. And those are really, really successful. Some of them, I would say the most well-attended ones we've had are, you know, related to cost of care and Medicare benefits. And veterans benefits as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Adult day programs is another one. We just had, we just visited an amazing one.
The Atlanta Respite Program out of Second Ponce Baptist. Great program. Oh, my goodness. And we're going to actually have Wendy, the director, on in a couple of months to talk more about that adult program. But again,
we're both laughing because when we met her, we were at, she gave us a tour. I think it was a little over an hour and we're just in awe of the passion and the energy she has for that program. And we left very inspired.
They had a vision. It was a multiple church vision of having a adult program where adults with cognitive impairment or physical impairment can come and have a rich, full day. And they started with 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of training. It's activity-driven, devotion-driven, exercise-driven. They have a warm meal. It's a great type of program. And we know specifically some folks that do training and help launch those adult day programs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another ministry to think about. Is there a need in your community for that? And then my favorite, homebound visitation team. So we offer, through our homebound visitation training, a way to equip lay volunteers to really come alongside and go out and visit and build relationship. So when you build relationship, you build trust. When you build trust, you can really encourage and speak hope into someone. And, you know, if they do not know the Lord, you have a great opportunity for the Holy Spirit to move and be able to share about Jesus with mm-hmm. them. And we offer that training because that's really intimidating. And you may be sitting there thinking, oh, well, we've got a visitation team at our church. I'm just going to say this. Look carefully and investigate how many members are there who are being visited and how many people are doing the visitation, and you're probably going to find a deficiency.
Right.
And so,
and look at the activities that are being conducted and the training facility awareness, knowing, you know, what type of facility you're entering and what are the protocols and restrictions and what are the progress of disease and how to reach those individuals that are suffering from Parkinson's or dementia or stroke. And then lastly, you know, another one that's, at our church, there's almost one person holding up this whole effort in home repair and transportation. He's just one of those people that just has his eyes open, his ears open, and he sees the need. And what he's not as good at is expressing the need to others and multiplying his efforts. But that's an important part, too, of impacting your community and reaching out and doing home repair and transportation assistance.
Well, I'm going to just tell you, if you're not inspired by any of these ideas for ministry growth within your church, then it's not us, it's you. I'm just going to say that. So I'm so grateful for the questions today and this discussion. And just want to thank one more time, Jeannie Oneacre.
Mm-hmm. And we also want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest radio show. They are Christians, and they help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. You can contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. And thank you for your support.
Absolutely. I think some of the Thrivent team members here in Atlanta are actually out on mission this week. Antigua. They are building with Habitat for Humanity this week. So they are financial planners and they are missionaries, which is a nice thing to have. Well, just want to also thank Senior Provisions again and make sure you know how to contact us. If you need any more information on senior care, specifically for your personal circumstances, or you would like some information about how we can partner with your church and your faith community and organization, you can reach us at 888-979-8783. You can also reach us through our website anytime at seniorprovisions.com. And if you would like to have your questions on senior care answered on the show, we want to talk to you.
So or your ministries efforts highlighted.
Yes, we would love to spotlight your ministry, your community events coming up. And we're just so thankful. God has given this vision to us, and may he get all the glory for everything that we do every day. Our foundational scripture is Philippians 4:19, that my God will provide all of the riches from heaven through Christ Jesus himself. And folks, there is no better provision than Jesus and his saving grace. And it's our prayer that you would know him personally. God bless and have a great week.